is Lip Planet, and I'm your host, Marita Wimbush. And today's episode is From HIV AIDS to CVID, BLM's deafening silence on Fauci and the HIV AIDS epidemic. This episode is based on an article that I wrote for my Follower of the Way blog on WordPress. I wrote this article December 29th, 2020. Now, well, 2020. And at that time, I wasn't doing podcasts. I started doing podcasts last year in 2021. And my mother had gotten ill shortly after I began to do podcasts on Anchor FM. They were audio podcasts, and now I've started doing the video podcasts since Anchor offers the video podcast options. Well, let's get into this discussion. Now, I wrote this article to make people aware of the influences on our society and how these influences can be used by influencers to manipulate us into agreeing with certain policies and certain movements and ideologies that are counterproductive and detrimental to our overall well-being and benefit. That's why I wrote this article. Now, Black Lives Matters, especially in New York and California, have had a tremendous impact on the ideologies and the thought process, even like a grouping influence on American society and global society. However, it seems to be an as above, so below, twisted type of influence on society. This is a problematic issue because they present themselves to the public as a group that fights against injustice, and shines a light on corruption and discrimination and marginalization and anything that is basically ethically immoral, you know. However, while they shine the light on some issues, they turn the switch off to other issues. And these issues on which they turn the light off, they are the more pressing and concerning. Many of them are the more pressing and concerning issues about which we need to concern ourselves. It really is. So, in light of that, let's discuss Fauci's connection to HIV/AIDS research and finding a cure for HIV/AIDS research to treat its treatment, as well as his relationship with the pharmaceutical industry and LGBTQ activist groups that fought against his and the NIH's decision making regarding the recommended treatments for HIV/AIDS. And his using HIV/AIDS to study ways, do research upon ways to find a cure, find a VJAX for the CVID, you know. Now, it's truly troubling that Black Lives Matter, being a strong adamantly focused LGBT support group as well will be silent on Fauci's handling of HIV/AIDS, especially the treatment of HIV/AIDS during the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s. I mean, their silence is hypocritically deafening. It truly is. From the start, Black Lives Matter, truthfully, has been about the LGBTQ lives as well. Now, it's really that mission in and of itself seems to be noble, yet it does a disservice to black civil rights issues. The civil rights issues of non-blacks, including whites, as well as the civil rights issues of LGBT people, homosexual people. I'm going to separate this. Homosexual people and transgender people, because not all homosexual people are transgender, and not all transgender people are homosexual. Not all transgender people even agree with the homosexual lifestyle, just like not all homosexuals agree with transgender lifestyles as well. They don't accept nor embrace that either. Not all homosexuals accept or embrace transgenderism. Homosexuality and transgenderism are not interchangeable, is the point. So, if you were to go to abcnewsgo.com, you can read this article, and the name of it flat is, "From the start, Black Lives Matter has been about LGBTQ lives and the civil rights movement, to be honest with you. Started from the 60s with Bayard Rustin's influence and leadership, because on the civil rights movement, and starting in the 1960s at that phase of the civil rights movement, because the civil rights movement has been really going on since slavery. We can look at civil rights activists such as Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, and Frederick Douglass, abolitionists such as Cassius Clay. Please, if you want to know more about him, please visit, while he still has his YouTube channel up, David Woods' Acts Apologetics, YouTube channel. Very, very informative. Very informative. And you can visit Joel McRae's What Do You Mean as well. But yes, please visit them, and please do research on Bayard Rustin. Bayard Rustin was a black male homosexual civil rights activist and leader in the 60s, 70s, and up until the time that he died. His major focus was on gaining rights for the LGBTQ persons, but not so much TQ, but the homosexual persons here in the United States. That was his focus. And he used the Black Civil Rights Movement as a litmus test. Now, those are his words. He used the Black Civil Rights Movement as a litmus test to see if there was a possibility and way, or a door, or cracking the door to get civil rights for homosexuals in America. That was his goal. Bayard Rustin, as a gay black homosexual man, had faced discrimination based on race and based on his sexuality. He had been arrested several times. He'd been arrested several times for having had sex in public places with other men, you know, particularly white men, you know. And so Bayard Rustin found the discrimination that he faced as a black man and as a homosexual man to be wrong on an every level. So he basically seemed to have tried to resolve resolve things as if they were two birds of one stone. So as if they were two birds and he yielded to one stone, right, to catch them both. And so this approach to Black civil rights has been repeated. It's been a pattern since Bayard Rustin's influence, where you don't just have a focus on the importance of Black civil rights. The specificity has been generalized to include, to accommodate homosexual rights. And as the movement evolved, now TQ, transgender, queer, and whatever the other letters they include, rights, you know. But the specificity of focusing on each group separately will yield more results, in my opinion. But let's focus on Fauci right now, you know. And so I'm going to include a link to the article, and please go to ABC News to see the article about Black Lives Matter being about LGBTQ from the start. Now, another article that I included was the deep connections between Pride and Black Lives Matter, and you know, it's basically a reflection of the ABC News article. And this article, the deep connections between Pride and Black Lives Matter, is from www.nyclu.org. Okay. Now, like with CVID, it seems as if HIV/AIDS targeted populations who were viewed particularly as portrayed by the mainstream media, including the news media, because if we want to be real and honest, the vilification and dehumanization of Black people and people of color and marginalized people in society has been done mostly by the mainstream news media. It has been done to sell papers, even back in the early days of the printing of newspapers here in the United States and over in the United Kingdom as well, Britain, over there in England. You know, Black people of color, anybody seem to be different from mainstream society, have been vilified in the media for ratings when it came to TV and for newspaper sales, for money, you know, and to influence public opinion for public and private interests as well. When I say that, I mean for governmental interests as well as private, for its business interests go. I mean, even in the United States, if we, aside from color, though that factors tremendously, you can look at the railroads versus the Grange. You know, you can look at the railroads versus the Grange and the influence that the railroads had over basically using eminent domain, working with government to use eminent domain to force people from their land, you know, from their land, or lowball them about the value of their land, you know. And so this is what, and that occurred to Black people as well as white people, you know, the elitist, the bourgeoisie classes like Satan tell you to, oh yeah, it's you poor people, no matter your race, look at each other as the problem when it's really them. And this is to a large, a massive extent, this is what Satan does to a system, a controlled systemic extent. That is what Satan does. Satan tells you to look at each other even and to blame God for your problems when he is oftentimes the cause and the catalyst of your problems. Satan is often the cause and the catalyst of your problem, you know. So let's look at this, okay? Now, let's look at Ruth Gilbert, since we're talking about disenfranchised groups. Let's look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg that many women put on a pedestal as they erroneously put Margaret Sanger on a pedestal. Let's look at her statements regarding the Hyde Amendment. She stated, "Frankly, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly in populations that we don't want too many of. Who would these populations that we don't want too many of be other than Blacks, Hispanics, and poor people, regardless of their race, as well as those who have what some would call disabilities, I call differently abled, you know, different abilities, you know. That is who this racist woman was talking about, but yet, like Margaret Sanger, she gets the Karen pass. She gets the pass that Karens have gotten throughout the centuries, like Emmett Smith's accuser. And it's a pitiful shame that rather than focus, when Emmett Smith's accuser came forward to admitted that she lied and lied so much about him whistling at her that she began to believe the lie herself. Black people and the mainstream media, and I'm not saying all black people either, but many black people and the mainstream media focused on the debut of the Black Panther movie. That is fiction. It is not real. Wakanda is not real. And even if Wakanda was real, I'm going to tell you, the Wakandans were a bunch of cowardly black elitists who wanted to hoard every resource for themselves to benefit themselves and were not willing to help, were not even willing to help disenfranchised, poor, struggling black people across the globe, across the global African diaspora. They were not black. That movie was a horrible shame because, like Satan likes to twist things about God and Jesus and in the Marvel Universe, where the villains basically are heralded to be, well, no, the villains are basically, the villains are based on God, and the heroes, the vast majority of the heroes in the Marvel Universe are anti-heroes, and even if they don't start as anti-heroes, they become anti-heroes in the Marvel Universe. And that's what Satan is trying to elevate himself as. He wants people to view him and his Antichrist when the Antichrist is revealed. He wants them to be viewed as that way. You know, like, this is why he is a major proponent of situational ethics and the philosophy such as by any means necessary. You know, that's satanic, and do as thou wilt, you know, and moral relativity, it is satanic, okay? And so, That is what is occurring. This is why the argument for abortion, pro-choice argument for abortion, is evil, because babies are fetuses, zygotes, zygotes, embryos, and fetuses are human beings. Nobody walks out of their mother womb as an adult. Nobody starts the beginning processes of life as an adult, okay? And there's no way you can get around it. Everybody starts off somewhere. And we shouldn't be valuing the life of an eagle egg, neither any animals or any plants or any little cellular organisms on planet Mars ahead of human beings here on this earth. And I don't care what anybody says about, well, they're going to be, you can spare them of being born into a life of hardship. They need, everybody needs to have a chance at life, because they can overcome their circumstances. Because if that's the case, the minute a person becomes poor or faces adversity or encounters any kind of hard times, then killing them should be a justified reason. You know, the killing them should be... Their situation, the adversity of which they face should be a justified reason to kill them on the spot. Anybody having inconveniences or troubles or facing inconveniences and troubles or causing some for other people, no matter how old they are, should be killed. If you go by the logic of a person being born into poverty and highly adverse circumstances is being a justified reason for them to be aborted. That is just a jackass reason. And that is what it is. Ladies, aside from rape and incest, you don't use abortion as a method of birth control. Tie your behind. Get some string and thread it through each butt cheek and weave it through each vagina lip and lace that thing up and tie your behind up. Because it makes no sense for you to get out there irresponsibly having sex with whoever you want to, and the minute you get pregnant, you run into the abortion clinic like some old fool. Do you know what happens to a child during an abortion? These children are crushed. These children are ripped from limb to limb. Some in late-term abortions, the labor is induced, and these children are chemically burned. And those who aren't chemically burned, they are left there to die. Some have cried themselves to death. While you have ignorant, stupid, evil, foolish doctors and nurses and other old ratchet medical staff just standing there idly collecting a paycheck like some old evil villain, some old evil ghoul, letting the child just die. What kind of foolishness is that? That's pure out of Satan's anus. That's what it is. Now, the other babies whose labor's been induced, many of them have had their organs harvested while they are alive. David DeLayden has documented that these babies, while they are alive, their faces are cut open so that their brains can be retrieved intact. It makes more sense to cut the face open of a full-grown adult who, like those who go get abortions for the sake of convenience because they don't want to be bothered. It's not an issue with their health or an issue with there are issues such as rape or incest. No, these funky, nasty heifers are out there just getting abortions because they just don't want to be pregnant. No, there are consequences to your actions, just like for these weight loss fanatics, right? These fitness fanatics. You all know that you can't go and eat any and every, eat up all the fast food and junk food that you want to and expect not to gain weight. Well, common sense is you can't go and have sex, and especially if it's unprotected sex. But even if it is protected, it's not guaranteed to be 100% protected. Okay, you can't get out there having sex all when you want and then think, okay, I'm not gonna get pregnant. Well, the main purpose of sex is to conceive, it's to procreate, dummy. So you need to put your little funky posters down and sew your cat up. Just sew yourself up. Just hold, get a dime and hold it between your knees. Okay, because no child deserves to die a vicious death, particularly when they can't even speak out or advocate. They aren't at the point where they can speak up or advocate for themselves. Just because you want to get out there and be funky. Now it wants to be get out there like you one of the hookers from that TV show Hunter. And that's no offense to sex workers, okay? But that all I'm saying is have some sense and quit being selfish. Quit being selfish. And that's just what it is, okay? Now, that is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg stated. Now, that, you can find her quote in an interview that she did. And for the New York Times, in the article, Places of Women on the Court. Okay, that is two so-called women's rights activists whose main focus was not really even on women's rights. It was on racism. They used women's rights as a platform to further a eugenic mission of population control among the people who Margaret Sanger would refer to as dysgenic, since she was a Malthusian eugenist. Thus her interest in the Negro Project. And you have to be aware of such leadership. Now, AZT, a deadly decision. Now, we are back talking about Fauci and his role in recommending that AZT be the main treatment for HIV/AIDS. This was a fatal and awful decision because AZT was taken off the market by the FDA for concerning its treatment of cancer because most of the symptoms that AZT caused accelerated the decline of cancer patients. The following side effects of some were, listen, nausea, vomiting, acid reflux, headache, unexplained weight loss, skin discoloration, diarrhea, cosmetic reduction in abdominal body fat, light sleeping, muscle wasting, loss of appetite, anemia, faint discoloration of fingernails and toenails, moodiness, fatigue, and neutropenia. There we go. Neutropenia. Now, if you look at the if you look at the symptoms of late, if go do research, go do your research and look at the old research of what they claim symptoms of HIV/AIDS was, and the symptoms, the ailments that, the symptoms that people in the late stages of AIDS had during the 80s and the 90s and even the early 2000s, right? When you look at that, it's basically almost identical. There was a man who gave his life to the Lord. He had a homosexual lifestyle, and he had HIV/AIDS, right? And he was dying from AIDS. This man's face, half of his face was dark purple, skin discoloration, half of his face. And when you look at the symptoms for people, for some people who were in the late stages of cancer, right? They have similar, if not the same exact symptoms that HIV, that late stage AIDS patients have. And there are the side effects of AZT as well. ACT UP was they were a gay activist group, and they fought to be included in drug trials and were allowed to do so after their demonstration of 1990, of which they were doing so much protism and even throwing like these little color bombs and stuff in front of the White House, okay? But yet the mainstream media has yet to really even discuss or talk about those activities. I don't even recall hearing about it back in 1990. To be honest, they used to have the AIDS marathons on TV. They blackballed many of the AIDS researchers, even some who do. They blackballed many of the AIDS researchers who said that AIDS was curable. And it was, because there were people who were being cured of HIV/AIDS by medications such as Bactrim. Yet Fauci wouldn't recommend the medications that were actually working. He recommended one of the most toxic, lethal medications that kept people dependent upon it. It treated the symptoms to some degree, but yet the symptoms got dramatically worse. My personal opinion, I think that AZT created a synthetic immune system, and it destroyed the old immune, it destroyed the one's natural immune system and created a synthetic immune system. And to maintain the effectiveness of that synthetic immune system created by AZT and other types of medications like AZT, like some antiretroviral medications, I personally believe that you had to keep buying the medication you became dependent upon it for the rest of your life. If that medication didn't kill you by attacking your natural immune system as well, because that compromised your immunity, the strength of your immunity. And if you want to know more about it, okay, to this day, LGBTQ persons with HIV participate in clinical trials, including those for hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, as well as those for CVID drugs. Please read AIDS and the AZT Scandal, Spin's 1989 feature, Sins of Omission. And this is an article that extensively discusses Fauci's influence on the direction of the treatment of HIV/AIDS. And look at white water. Also read, okay, and I will include the link to that article as well. Also read Whitewashing AIDS History. It's by Sean Strode. It's on the HuffingtonPost.com. And read, 3 decades before the CVID, Anthony Fauci took heat from AIDS protesters. That's from the WashingtonPost.com. To this day, some antiretroviral medications are still lethal. Other HIV drugs, most of which are primarily made by Gilead scientists, a CVID vaccine developer of Veklury, a.k.a. Remdesivir, such as Truvada, have been found to be toxic, causing kidney and bone injuries. Unethically, Gilead did not immediately remove those drugs from the market. Instead, they let the patient run out of the drug. No, they let the patent, sorry. Vision problems. They let the patent run out on that drug. Afterward, they introduced less toxic drugs such as Biktarvy. And many of these HIV/AIDS medications where they show the homosexual couple smiling and on dates and going out with their friends and stuff. Many of a couple of them I've seen have also been included in these class action lawsuit commercials as well. They really have been. Now, let's look at ACT UP, the gay activist organization that was extremely visibly active, extremely powerful during the 80s and the 90s. Let's look at ACT UP versus Black Lives Matter. And at the time I wrote this article, it was the name of Black Lives Matter, for us, how people viewed it, you know, what it was referred to as an organization. Had changed, would change to be like Black Lives Matter, BLM / LGBTQ, All Black Lives Matter, right? Because they were using the intersectionality of Black homosexuals to bridge the Black civil rights issues and homosexual civil rights issues. Now, ACT UP fought valiantly against the FDA, NIH, and Big Pharma. Yet the BLM organization, you know, and BLM / LGBTQ / ABLM organization, as they refer to themselves at the rally in New York that they held, they had that rally in summer of 2020. They hadn't spoken out against Fauci. The matter of fact, now we can see that they were more vocal, his leaders were more vocal about Biden. Ignoring them, even though they had used their movement to campaign for him. And they were like, okay, we use our organization can basically campaign for you and help you win this election, and minority and liberal and minority groups among minorities and liberals and moderates, some moderates. What are you going to do for us now? Basically was the question. In a nutshell, that was the question. And honestly, they hadn't said anything about the eerily similar patterns of HIV AIDS and CVID, you know. The eerily similar patterns they share in terms of groups in which they are said to affect most. Nor the NIH's recommendation of hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of CVID. At least that's what I heard, allegedly. I'll put it like allegedly. The NIH's alleged recommendation of hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of CVID. Oddly, BLM is too silent. They are too silent about the Australian CVID vaccine that produced false positive HIV results because it contained an HIV protein that was used to stabilize the vaccine. Now, why would they even think to connect HIV with CVID other than the main person working on both is the connection, which is Fauci? You can read this about this in an article, in a couple of articles. One is, let's see, Australia scraps CVID vaccine that produced HIV false positives. And that is in the New York Times. It was written by Mike Ives on December 11, 2020. And you can also read the BBC.com's CVID Australian vaccine abandoned over false HIV response. And you can also read the Live Sciences, why Australian CVID-19 vaccine caused false positive HIV results. Fauci inconsistency. Now, Fauci had been, as many people have stated, he's been inconsistent about CVID and has been largely ignored by BLM. BLM largely ignored Fauci. Now, Fauci is the director of the NIAID Leadership Council of Bill Gates' Decades Vaccine Collaboration. You can go to the GatesFoundation.org and find that information. I included a link to it in this article. Now, Fauci said masks didn't work in the middle of a pandemic. He even laughed. Masks don't work in the middle of a pandemic. He laughed about it. You know, he laughed about it. And Bill Gates is his benefactor who started pushing for the vaccine. Then Fauci started to face mass propaganda. And in an interview, a March 2020 interview with 60 Minutes, Fauci admitted that he lied about masks. He really shouldn't be trusted or listened to ever again, honestly. I mean, and I even included a Twitter link, and here's another article that you should read. It's Fauci should explain 3.7 million to the Wuhan laboratory. That article comes from the Washington Times. And also, Fauci said, if you can socially distance yourself to run errands, you should be able to do that to vote. That is what Dr. Fauci said. And that is from the Bloomberg. That is from Bloomberg.com. Now, and that was about Anthony Fauci on CV vaccines reopen. Look, oh yeah, here's an article. Not an article. This is a This is a link to an interview he did, and it was featured on Bloomberg TV. That's what this is. It says, he said, if you can socially distance yourself to run errands, you should be able to do that to vote. That is what it says. Now, Representative Jim Jordan asked if protests should be limited. And this is regarding the BLM protests. And this is what Dr. Anthony Fauci said. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you that it is the danger is. You can make your own conclusion about that. You should stay away from crowds, no matter where the crowds are. Now, for that right there, one would think Black Lives Matters would have had something to say. You know, one would think Black Lives Matter would have had something to say about that, right? Now, then it went into just silliness. Fauci doubles down. Put on your goggles. And he even suggested people wear face masks during sex. Yeah. Now, he was even deceptive about herd immunity. He himself admitted that he had been dishonest about herd immunity. Please read. Fauci says he's been intentionally moving goalposts on herd immunity estimates. And that is from the WashingtonTimes.com. How, and look, it said, how much herd immunity is enough? You know? And this is from The New York Times. It was written by Donald G. McNeil Jr., December 24th, 2020. That is what was written in the New York Times. Please be cognizant that eugenics and population control is real. And it doesn't just impact people of color, okay? This is an elitist thing because there is a such thing as, well, I'll get into that in the next episode. But anyway, this is Stage Left Planet. I'm your host, Juarita Wimbush, and today's episode is from HIV AIDS to CVID, BLM's deafening silence on Fauci and the HIV AIDS epidemic. Focus on